Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Christian Experience. I am your host, J.D., and Mr. J.S. Dunk, as always, riding with me, man. Say what's up, yo.
No doubt, son, as always. What's up, people? What's happening, Doc? I'm in the building.
All right. You already know what it is, man. Yes, bow your heads unless you are driving. Father, we come to you right now saying thank you, God, for all of us, the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. We thank you for continuing to allow us to serve you, Lord, in this way. We pray, Father, that people are blessed, Lord, and that you are pleased with what we do. I thank you, bless each listener, Lord God. Bless our guests today, and we thank you right now. We ask that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Yo, how you feeling, man?
Yo, I feel good, man. I feel good. It's been busy weekend. It's been a very weatherful week.
Okay.
Explain that. Feel good though. Oh, it's been weatherful, yo. It's been a lot of weather happening over the past week since we last spoke.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
A lot of snow dumped on us, and I'm sure even more, you know, out there. But a lot of snow, actually, so much snow on Thursday that I actually got to stay home. So that was a good luck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually got to stay home and, you know, just work on other stuff. You know, the work don't stop. But, you know,
yeah, exactly.
So.
It don't stop until you switch.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that was you know, it was cool. I mean, you know, East Coast, that's what it is, man. You know, Northeast Coast, that's what we do, man. At the time, you know, I mean, we do, you know, essentially we have enough of it before it's actually done. But, you know, it is what
right.
It is. You
yeah,
know,
man, it's a reason why Tim's and hoodies are in style up here, man. It's a reason.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
That's the reason.
Weather be so hard in New York, you know, they still wear Tim's in the summertime. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, hey, we can't get it out of us, you know.
this is what you do. So, it's been very, very weatherful. And you know, over the weekend, it's been great weather. As a matter of fact, I was way overdressed when I went out today. Way overdressed meaning I had on a sweater.
Oh, wow.
It was nice out today.
Literally.
Yeah, so that
it was nice up here. We missed some of that, though. I ain't got that just that sweater.
That sweater weather.
Yeah.
It was less than sweater weather out today, yo. It was crazy, but I enjoy it. You know, people be talking about how, you know, I hear a lot of people complain about, you know, the weather being up and down with the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whereas, you know, oh, it's 60-something, you know, today, and tomorrow is supposed to be 20-something, and then it's supposed to be 50. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just the optimism in me, but
uh-huh.
I look at it as like, you know, thank God for a break. Like, you said, like, if it was 20 degrees from the start of winter on the calendar to the end of winter on the calendar, you know, I mean, I'll take a break. Give me 50 every now and then. Give me a 70. Hit me with a 60, and I'm good. Yo, I can handle the 30s and the 20s.
But I gotta play the other side because defend the ladies a little bit because see, as dudes, we don't gotta dress in layers and really know ahead of time, you know, what's happening. Like if we wake up in the morning and we like, yo, we gonna throw this on tomorrow and walk outside and it's cold, we throw a jacket on, an extra sweater, whatever. You know, but, or, you know, take the jacket off, leave it in the car, whatever. But, you know, ladies, they dress in layers, and their layers complement their outfit. So a certain scarf or sweater. You know what I'm saying? If it's too hot, they can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to take the sweater off and throw the whole thing off. So,
you know what? I see your point, but I have
to. It's a fashion thing.
Yeah, I have to disagree with that and, exactly, because the problem I have with women is the fact that they don't dress in layers. As a matter of fact, women are the number one cold individual, and they're the ones that put on the least. Now, they put on the extras, the accessories, like the scarves, like you mentioned.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean by layers. That's what I mean by layers.
Yeah, okay, because they do not dress for the, they don't dress for the cold, but yet they're the first ones to cold. And so me or us as men have to suffer in the car, in the house, because they're cold. All right, you know what?
Well, but do we really suffer when they don't cover completely up? Do we really suffer?
Okay, I see what you did.
We got to give them something. We got to give them some leeway now. Moving on.
How was your week, sir?
Ah, man, I was good. You know, I was good up until, I wasn't even going to mention this, I was good up until yesterday. I caught a bug, and I'll spare you what the bug did to me, but needless to say, my body has been not itself. So the way that I sound, this is my radio voice. I didn't think that I had a radio voice, but this is definitely my radio voice. Yeah, well, you know, I'm giving our listeners all of my energy. When I'm done with this show, it's not that time. Cause, brother, got some energy deficiency right now, but I gotta give our peoples, you know, all our energy, man. I can't get on here and be sluggish, and I love what I do, so you know that gives me a little bit of a boost too.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So yeah, you know, but I'm good though. You know, I'm trying to shake it off. Shout out to a few other people I know that had the bug. I ain't gonna point no elbows. Probably how I got it, but prayers go out to them in their recovery as well. You know what I'm saying? And that's it, man. So we good. You know, I'm good. I'm not gonna complain. This is just a cheap shot from the devil. That's all. Because I was giving a speech yesterday. I was having a conversation with my wife, and I was, you know, kind of feeling a little bit driven, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, you know how we get to talking when we feel good, you know what I'm saying? They were trying to stop us, and it ain't going to happen, because God got me, and that's it. Ain't nothing going to stop me. And then later that night, the devil was like, word, son.
Exactly.
That was like, word, okay. Let's put that to the test. So, yeah, you know, but it's all good. That was just a cheap shot, man. I feel good, man.
Okay, I'm good. That's great. That's great.
I'm good. What's popping on the streets, man? Anything going on out there?
Ah, man, no, it's it's a little bit going on here and there. I did want to touch on a couple of things, starting with a young man named Jordan Brown, who is he's locked up right now, and he was accused of murder. He was accused of murdering his father's pregnant girlfriend when he was 11. He's now 17.
Wow.
Right. And the problem with it is the case has been vacated by the courts. Like the defense attorneys put up a good fight. Mm-hmm. And I think due to I forget what their argument was, but anyway, they put up a good fight. So I guess they kind of won the case, but it got appealed by the prosecutors, and so meanwhile he stays in jail, and so the courts haven't pushed forward yet with another trial, and so he's now 17. He's still in jail. He's been in there since 11. He has been behaving good in jail, so that he's now permitted regular home visits with his father who supports him. I just thought it was interesting. 11-year-old, accused of murder. I wish I could remember the the argument by the defense that actually got won them the case.
Okay.
But anyway, I thought it was an interesting story.
That's interesting, man.
Sad too.
The whole situation.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a crazy situation to be in there, and especially if he really is truly innocent, you know, and he's spent the last 6 years
in his life.
Right. You know, like, I mean, it's
from
a molding
years, too.
Those are molding years, man. That's this whole teenage, you know, this whole teenage life. Right, right. Like, it's, you know, that's
about
something to think about.
That's crazy.
Moving right along, here's another interesting one.
Okay.
All right. Now, Planet Fitness.
Okay.
The workout place, and they have on their one of their slogans, or their main slogan, is home of the judgment free zone. So they feel and they use that because, you know, they don't want people, you know, big buff people coming in and kind of, you know, talking bad about them,
people
who are not
people,
so buff, and so on and so forth, or vice versa. Anyway, Planet Fitness is actually they had a problem with one of their members had a problem. She came to the desk, named Yvette, and she complained to the front desk after an incident in the changing room.
Okay.
She was in the changing room, locker room or whatever they have. I've never been to Planet Fitness. And you know, if you see me live, you know why. But you can tell. she says it freaked me out because why is a man in here? She was at the front desk because there was a man changing in the changing room for women.
Okay.
Right. Well, here's the problem. Problem is the quote unquote man is a transgender woman.
Okay. I knew it was something like that was coming. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I knew it was coming too. I've known it was coming for a couple of years now. It is going to get worse.
Yeah.
These kind of incidents are going to be happening more and more of in different places because of things like this. And anyway, she complains to the front desk a couple of times. That was her argument. And, you know, so she obviously feels uncomfortable as a woman, and there's a man in there. And the side of the other person, the transgender woman, says that, you know, hey, listen, I just go, you know, when I signed up, I asked Planet Fitness, which one do I change in? What's the appropriate changing room for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was told to use the room that corresponds with how I was dressed. So she was, I quote, because I got a problem.
Okay.
As the story says, she was told, you know, to change in the room that corresponds with how she's dressed.
Okay.
And so she finds herself in the woman's dressing room, and this other woman has a
Wow.
Right. I mean, I think it's definitely story worthy. I think it's show worthy.
Yeah.
No, just,
yeah, it's definitely a show worthy. You know, we might revisit that one there. Because it's a fine line in how you handle that.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to discriminate against anybody, but at the same time,
you don't want to invade anyone else's rights either.
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And Planet Fitness, you know, if their rules are, you know, go in the dressing room that corresponds with, you know, how you're dressed. But what if I'm a cross-dressing man? As a woman, but I'm actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I have
You know, my thing is, you know, with that is, you know, really all you got to do is just make it unisex. Just make the bathrooms and locker rooms unisex, and people will have an option whether or not they want to go into a unisex restroom or locker room. You know, but
you
don't
know what? I was
don't put ladies on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't put ladies on it and it's not that. You know, or don't put men on it and it's not that. You know, I don't want, because at the end of the day, it's such a fine line and it's kind of unfair because, you know, you don't want to discriminate against anybody. They're a public, you know, company or whatever, so they want to, you know, open up their restrooms. That's their prerogative to do, and it's your prerogative as a customer whether or not you accept it and use the facility. You know, but you can't invade on someone else's, you know, comfort level and put a sign that says woman or a sign that says man, and then you're allowing people who are not women or men to enter into that place. And that's fair. It's a fair argument on both sides.
Not that I frequent women's dressing rooms or bathrooms, but between the two, comparing men's and women's bathroom, I do believe that, you know, women have more privacy in their bathrooms than in public bathrooms than men do. I think, you know, women have individual stalls. So, you know, I actually could be a man dressed up as a man, and walk mm-hmm. in there and should not see anything inappropriate because they have private stalls. So
as far as we know,
yeah. I thought it was a good story to bring up.
Yeah.
I just try to pull the news that corresponds to regular people because that's what we are. We're just regular people, you know. There's always entertainment news. There's always celebrity news, and I know the media likes to, you know. We definitely like to follow celebrities, whether it's negative or positive. I kind of skip over that because I know you guys, you know, probably get enough of that. So there you go. There you go.
That's what's up. Thank you for that, sir. Appreciate it. Well, moving on to today's show. We always have shows that I think interesting, or we wouldn't have. So I'm not even going to say so I'd be interested. You know what I'm saying? But it was a question that popped up. And you actually, I believe, the conversation that you had brought up, if I'm not mistaken, that we started talking about. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember the conversation.
Yeah. All right. So why don't you explain a little bit, like, where you got that from?
Okay, yes. I didn't pull the story up because I didn't want to go all the way into it because it was just so lengthy. So I'm definitely going to condense it. Just, you know, in 30 seconds if I can. it was a news article. I don't call it a news article, more like a blog online. And overall, basically, they were complaining, the writer was complaining about gospel music and and some of the attacks on gospel music from the writer involved they pulled a few artist names and they said about their backgrounds, whether they were, you know, homosexuals or domestic violence or whatever the case may be. These were gospel artists, and they were saying, I used to enjoy gospel music, you know, but, you know, as I grew in Christ and I learned more about the word, you know, then I look at gospel music as just being a bunch of hypocrites basically, they were saying that gospel music, or secular music, rather, was more truthful. Wasn't the exact word they used, but secular music was more truthful than gospel music. And the reason being, because gospel music portrays So the gospel industry portrays themselves as being holy.
Mm-hmm.
When you have artists like the ones that they gave examples of, when you have artists like that, you know, they're in, you know, and they're in the industry that to be holy. When secular
mm-hmm.
music is, you know, just, you know, they don't claim to be one thing. They just put their music out there, so on and so forth. And, you know, and I know if any of us follow look more into news when it comes to the gospel industry and the artists, the different artists, you may have, over the years, you may have heard some stories about, you know, this artist or the next artist that,
yeah.
you know, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't so bright.
Holy.
You know?
Right. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say that's what brings us to the topic. And as always, I got some opinions on this one, but that's what brings us to our topic. We asked, image or art? Should the lifestyle of an artist determine the value of their art? And we asked that question because as we started having this conversation, you know, I started thinking to myself, like, well, you know, this is like an age-old discussion, but it's like, you know, really, is it be looking at the artists themselves and does the artist and how they act discredit the music that they make, you know? And, you know, I was a little bit conflicted with that because there's certain artists that I can name, well, I would agree with that, and then there's certain artists that I could name that I wouldn't agree. So, you know, I think this is going to be a good discussion. And we also have a special guest today, and we'll introduce him in a few minutes. But just before we do that, I want to just go ahead and get your opinion, you know, quick opinion on it, JS. Like, where you at?
Unfortunately, I'm not. I see a lot of both sides on it. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's what we do on the show anyway. Is, you know, we try to bring
mm-hmm.
light to both sides, but
right.
But usually, you know, usually I'm firm on one side, even
mm-hmm.
though I may see the other. But I mean, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take music. Let's stick with music because, you know, that's what the article was about. But I don't want to go so far into it because, you know, I definitely want to hear what our guests have to say.
Right.
But dealing with music, and you know, should artists or should we be more concerned about, you know, the lifestyle of an artist? Oh man, it's so hard. Because it's hard to pin me down on that because I think that once you know about an artist's lifestyle from their mouths, then
uh-huh.
it should be a red flag, and you know, and you should take listening to their music in consideration. But I mean, then on the flip side of that, if I was listening to Jesus Gonna Work It Out, before I found out about the artist,
mm-hmm.
and that song helped me through some times, and
mm-hmm.
now I found out something negative about the artist. You know, maybe they were a heavy crack cocaine user. Even when they wrote the song, does that make this song just gonna work it out? Does it make it less powerful for me?
Exactly.
I just feel all I can do is end it with a question. I have more of a
firm stance on this, but we're gonna go ahead and bring our guest in, so he can join in the conversation and get in the mix. So we have none other than the artist himself, Mr. Mr. Jackson Artist is with us today, man. You with us today?
What up, brothers?
Welcome to the show, sir. Welcome to the show. How you doing, man? First off,
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. You know, it's been a while since we've been on the show together, so
sure.
I'm pretty excited when I got the call. And this is a great topic. A little, I don't know. you know. But hearing what y'all are saying, it's going to be a good one for the next few minutes.
No doubt. Well, we definitely welcome you back to the show, and it's good to have you back. It's definitely been a while, and we definitely miss hearing your opinion.
Thank you.
We look forward to tackling this one.
Well, Matt, and first of all, you have with doing music and everything, you have definitely, I'm sure, come across like both sides, you know, or both types of artists, and artists whose character wasn't necessarily equal to what they were singing or rapping about or whatever. And, you know, I mean, what do you feel, man? Like, what do you feel about it? Do you think that the image or rather the lifestyle of the artist is more important than the art itself? Like, does it dismiss the art?
I gotta be straight up honest, you know, not like I'm gonna lie, but the first initial reaction when reading the topic, it was like, ooh, I'm thinking, you know, I'm on one side of it, but then it became, I don't know, this is kind of two-sided. Kind of like what J.S. Dunk said, you know, I'm kind of feeling that aspect of it, but I think it's just where you come from with music and what it does for you. I have to agree with J.S., it's two-sided. It's sometimes it can discredit, but I think overall we should really think about, or we should value what people are doing. And I think the way music has kind of transcended from, at least when I was growing up, you know, in the 80s to 90s to 2000s, I am an artist. I work with other artists. I think times have changed, but for the most part, just think about it like this. If somebody, and we're going to take hip hop, because that's my first love. That's what I grew into before I got into anything else.
Okay.
When you listen to hip hop, more than likely, the cats that's rapping, that's what they was doing. They were rapping about what they've done, right?
Right.
Now, we get into the later 90s where it becomes more of a gimmick, more of an image thing. Like, people are starting to rap about or make music about things they've never done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of cool because it's art. They're writers. They can write about things that they've never done. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've written pieces about other people's situation, and I just had the information they gave me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it would be, you know, you'd be kind of salty if, you know, you had somebody who was rapping about something and they never lived it at all. But at the same time, you know, I guess it comes down to, okay, do you like the music? What does it do for you? So that's why I say it's kind of, it's a twofold situation, but I do think it comes down to your perception of the music and why you're listening to it. If there is value, I don't think you should just cut it off because people slip, especially, you know, you guys talking about the gospel side of things. Because you have to do the same thing when you in church. Your pastor preaching, what are you doing at home? You know, you got leaders in the church. You know, I'm a leader. I ain't perfect. But at the same time, you know, do people just cut them off because they found out that they slipped up? They've done something that was like, oh my gosh, they're the pastor. They're a leader. They're this. You know, so it's a hard one to tackle, man.
A lot of times, unfortunately, they do. A lot of times, unfortunately, they do.
They do.
You know, cut people off. And the thing is, my thing is this, though. If, you know, I'm all about authenticity. Like, you know, like you said, hip-hop is my passion. You know what I mean? Like, I love hip-hop as far as music goes. And, you know, yes, authenticity in hip-hop is very important. Because I've obviously not become as important, you know, to the corporate world, which is, you know, the actual industry is not important.
Right.
You know, what's going to sell is important. You know, just like with anything else, what's going to sell is important. You know, they act like a salad at McDonald's is healthy. They sell it to you that way so you can buy it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, or the grilled chicken. It's not, you know. But at the same time, though, does it take away the fact that it tastes good? No, it doesn't take away the fact that it tastes good. Like,
exactly.
If good music, it's good music. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things, I think at a certain point, it becomes about preference. You know, just speaking on a gospel situation, it would seem like we judge gospel a little differently, just like they were talking about in the article. You know, you judge gospel differently because, you know, they're supposed to be holy. But so what? So these gangster rappers are supposed to be gangster. What's the difference?
Right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying? If you're
right.
rapping about being gangster or you rapping or singing about being holy and you not that, then what, you know, what's the difference?
Yep.
But if your song
yep.
is a good song and your song, you know, does something or motivates in a I would rather it motivate in a positive way. But if it gets across mm-hmm. the point, you can't discredit the song. You can discredit maybe the artist a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if you
mm-hmm.
make like this, you know, I'm not gonna front. Not name Rick Ross. Like I don't particularly
yep.
believe him in his music. I don't believe him. But I'd be stupid to be like every song he got is whack. That's not true.
I just don't
believe him. So I don't support
yeah.
it because I don't
yeah.
believe. You know what I mean? Like I don't believe him. So,
yeah.
but at the same time, it's about what. To me, it's about what he's saying in the song, because he might have a song talking about, you know, love your mom or whatever. Like if Rick Ross decided to do like let's take it to gospel. If somebody is singing a gospel song record or they're rapping a gospel record, and then I find out that they, you know, are still pimping or selling drugs or whatever the case is, and they don't live that lifestyle, you know,
mm-hmm.
of a Christian. It, how does it discredit the song if their song is saying Jesus will work it out? It's the truth. You know what I mean? Like the truth,
right.
the truth
right.
is the truth. It's only discredited when you say, Lord, I thank you for me being holy. I thank you for me doing such and such. Like with
mm-hmm.
these gangster rappers, they be like, yeah, I did this and I killed this dude and I sold this many keys or whatever. You're
mm-hmm.
lying now. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? You're not talking about, now you're saying you did that. And that's what
right.
makes, that's what discredits the song.
All right. This now let's bring it over to let's say hip hop.
Okay.
Now we know listening to hip hop, they use a lot of slang.
Okay.
Right. And some slang you may know, you may
mm-hmm.
use some slang you may not have heard of when you first hear this song.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, because I'm sure you know somebody hears a song. You know, I'm in love with the Coco, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, right off back, depending on where you live and how you live, you know, you might think they're talking about, you know, a drink. You know, Coco,
like, okay.
you know,
okay.
you know, some hot chocolate or something. But, you know, anyway, my point is that, you know, there's slang terms used. Some you understand, some you don't understand. Now, if this artist that you were listening to in hip hop, you bought a couple of albums, you know, now you see an interview, and this artist openly professes, you know, Satan as his or her, you know, leader. You know, yes, I worship Christ. I worship, you know, Satan and,
uh-huh.
you know, and so on and so forth. You know, I don't think that makes me a bad person and so on and so forth. Now, do you keep buying their albums? Two, you know, do you go, I mean, because, and my point about the slang terms is some of these words that you don't understand, you know, could be, you know, could be getting to your subliminal, could be negative from, uh-huh. you know, from the enemy and getting to your subliminal. And you're singing it. You don't know what it is. It sounds hot. You know, it doesn't sound bad or whatever. The beat is hot, of course, or whatever. This is my man. You know, plus the other song he was talking about, all the stuff I knew he was talking about, and it was cool. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, you know, you continue rapping all these new songs. Do you still buy the albums? Do you still listen to the old music that you was listening to, knowing now that this guy has, for the past 10 years, been a Satan worshiper?
Yo,
man.
Jay, can I tackle this?
Go ahead. I was about to say, you go ahead.
This is pretty thick, man. And I'm going to tackle just a little bit from just what I'm feeling right now. Jay, you made a perfect point. And I think overall,
value is determined by your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So depending on what each person values depends on what they do and how they do it.
Uh-huh.
Now, to answer your question, that's a hard one. But at the same time, the first thing I'm thinking of is all the albums I used to listen to. You know, I've you know, when it's been 6 years since I've been committed to God on a daily basis and consistent, right? I've been a leader, so a little more responsibility, right? So I take it seriously. But do I still listen to the same music that I grew up with? Yes and no. Certain things, you know, yeah, I can't listen to. And, of course, everyone can't listen to what they used to listen to or do some of the same things that they used to do once they have, I would say, been committed and dedicated to God, right? However, I have my reasons on why I still listen to the music that I create. A lot of that has to do with knowing the slang, knowing what's current, knowing what's trending. Knowing, my main reason is knowing how to get to people. But the first person I thought of is Eminem. When you oppose this question, right?
Okay.
Eminem, hands down to me, is probably the best rapper of all time. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do I agree with what this dude says a lot of times in his rhymes and in his songs? No. Would I be the one that would recite it or write it in the way that he's given it so many times over? No, I wouldn't. But do I value his perception, the way he put it together, the way he spit on the track, the way, you know, it is presented? Yes, I do. Now, the biggest part to me on this whole subject is that people don't do kind of what I don't want to say what we used to do, because sometimes I'm not even sure if that's true, but I do feel like people aren't dissecting or researching, or people don't know themselves enough to know how to listen to something or how to read something. You know, they just kind of accept it for what it is just because it was presented nice. So, again, if it's got a hot beat,
right,
I don't care what
right.
you're saying on it. You know,
or
women,
somebody, the perception somebody gave to them to believe. Right.
To believe, exactly. And we could talk about, I know we're talking about music, but, you know, we always have to take it a step further. We're talking about in the church. We're talking about our so-called holy friends and
right.
so many things. But if you can't dissect it and know for yourself what you value in it, then you're going to accept anything. So, I mean, for example, let's talk about going to church. Today's Sunday, all right? You go to your respectful church. The pastor is preaching, man or woman. They are preaching.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, something just happened this week that, you know, wasn't so-called, quote-unquote, right. Now,
right.
how do you value what's being said in church? Same thing with the artists. Okay, yeah, they've done some things. Yeah, they've done some things, and then they make this record, and like you said, Jay, it's the truth. It's like, that's right. But at the same time, this dude just did this, or this lady just did that. I think it really has to come down to, you know, one, you can't judge. That's the first thing. You cannot judge any man or woman on anything. But for the art, you have to figure out what you value in order to value what the person is giving you. And sometimes that might not be the whole thing. So, you know, for my example, for Eminem, there's certain things that I love about dude. Doesn't necessarily mean that I would do it, but
right.
I value what he brings to the table. I value his point of view, even if some of it is on some crazy stuff. You know what I mean? But
because I value myself,
you know what I mean? I can kind of figure out what I'm willing to accept and what I'm not willing to accept.
Let me say this. The point that you made about the preacher and, you know, something happened this week or whatever, you know, and how do you value it, right? The issue is this. Like, of course, you know, we know that we're human, and that's why it's important. That's why God gives us certain guidelines and rules and commandments, because he understands how people think and how they are.
Right.
The commandments are not necessarily because it's just straight up right or wrong. It's just because he's like, look, I understand that people pretty much – look, sorry, y'all, I'm just giving this disclaimer today. I don't feel like being politically correct, so if you take it wrong, just come back and listen to it again and really hear what I'm saying. But God's probably like, look, people are stupid. They don't get it. So you can't be out here. I can't allow you
to be seen doing these things because it's
right.
going
right.
to kill
right.
your witness, right? Now,
right.
at the end of the, but at the end of the day, though, if we really break it down to a yes or no, or to a black and white thing, if somebody, if a killer or a Satan worshiper reads a passage from Mark or Luke, you know what I'm saying? Does it make
mm-hmm.
it a lie? Does it make it not true? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, it doesn't. Because the truth,
right.
the truth is the only constant. You know what I mean? The truth is the only constant. It will never change. And that's why God never changes. He is the truth. So it
right.
doesn't matter who's saying it, it, you know, and as far as like whether or not it's true. Now, the motive behind the artist and whether or not you support the artist is a different, you know, a different situation. Now, for me,
right.
I'm straight up say this. I don't believe in the boogeyman in music. I'm sorry. Like, I think, I know that, you know, people getting all to this spooky spirit carry and, you know, the spirit in the music and all of that. Yes, I can agree with that, but I don't believe that there's like, you know, and there are subliminal things that the devil uses, not just with music, but he does use music to try to do that. But that's not for us to be fearful and be like, oh, the boogeyman is in the music. Like, I can't listen to this. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit is going to, if you're a believer, the Holy Spirit is going to let you know what you can and can't listen to. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? And some people are able to listen to certain things. They're able to stomach certain music. For a purpose. God gave them a strong stomach to be able to, spiritual stomach, to be able to handle certain things. And some people can't handle it. Some people can't listen to Eminem. I'm one of the people who, I love Eminem's music. You know what I'm saying? I like every song, but, excuse me, I like his music, especially his earlier work. And I can still listen
right.
to it now. It doesn't make me feel like, you know, a criminal or that I'm going to go out and kill somebody. Like, it's not going to do that. But at the same time, there is a balance, you know, there is a balance that we have to find. And, you know, in everything we do. So if all you're
right.
listening to is Eminem and all you're listening to is N.W.A. or, you know,
right.
what's his name, O.T. Genesis or whatever, I'm in love with the Coco, that's all you're listening to, then you're not going to have balance. And, yes, those things will start to come out. But I don't think it's the boogeyman in the music. I just think that that's all you're listening to. If all you listen
right.
to is gospel music, it's not a balance. It's going to come out the wrong way. You can't. It, well, for me, anyway, if all you're listening to is straight gospel music, you don't never hear nothing else but what's, you know, gospel and all of that, then how you going to reach somebody else? Like you said earlier,
artist,
like how you going to reach somebody else? Because all you're going to do, you're going to be quick to judge them because they don't,
yep.
and that's what happens. You get these, what they call holy rollers, all they stay away from. They stay on home base, is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
They stay on home
mm-hmm.
base, and they never come out into the war, so they never get shot at. And as soon as they see somebody who doesn't do things the way they do or what they know, that's all they're spitting out. It's scripture upon scripture upon scripture, but they're losing the point of it, you know. And it loses its flavor. You know what I'm saying? It loses mm-hmm. the point when that's all you do. So to me, I feel like yo, if an artist makes good music and the music is truthful, you know, or is saying something that is truthful, then that's cool. You know, Tupac
Hell.
Used to make songs from another perspective. He wasn't doing everything he talked about. Sometimes he was a character sometimes in some of his music, you know, and,
right.
and it wasn't always a positive thing, but for the most part, it either had a positive message or he was trying to convey a certain emotion, you know, in that particular song. I don't think that's wrong. I don't got to not listen to any Tupac angry songs. I still get angry. Now, if
Hell,
it causes me
right.
to sin, then the Spirit's going to tell me not to listen to it. Go ahead, J.S., I'm sorry.
There's a few things here that
okay.
between you and artists
mm-hmm.
that I want to cover.
Okay.
You know, as far as dealing with artists that sing or rap about, you know, things that they don't do,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and they actually do it or vice versa. I mean, you know, if I could take it back to the 80s, you know, Cool Chief Rocker, I don't drink vodka. And we already know that Run DMC were heavy drinkers. You know, and that's a rhyme from Run DMC. You know, so
okay.
yes, they're always going to be, and like you said, artists that, you know, a singer or, you know, a writer will almost always find themselves eventually writing about something that they have not lived themselves.
Right.
It could be
right.
somebody extremely close to them, you know, that told them the entire story, and so they're expressing, you know,
right.
You know, the other person's emotions through the, you know, through the song, or, you know, for
right.
them. And so yes, they're always going to be there, and that's and to a certain extent, I have no problem with that. To a certain extent,
uh-huh.
You brought up Rick Ross.
Okay.
You know, I only accidentally listen to Rick Ross, you know, every now and then.
Okay.
And when I, and I mean accidentally, but
okay.
But anyway, but anyway, the and you mentioned it, Jay. One of the points I was going to make. Yes, the mm-hmm. enemy. We I think we all can agree on the fact that the enemy is good at if he's not good at anything else, he's good at using music, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We know his previous, you know, his previous job. So, you know, so we know that he's good at music. So why would we not be more careful to what we listen to? It's,
mm-hmm.
especially if we know about the artist's lifestyle. If we know that we don't agree with the artist's lifestyle, why would we continue to follow that artist and get the lyrics? And because, and you mentioned, Jay, about the about, you know, listening to lyrics and if it has, you know, if it has some truth in it, yes, no problem, because that's what the enemy uses. He uses the
right.
truth.
Right.
He doesn't use the whole truth, but he uses
right.
the truth to especially to capture people like you and I. So he'll use the
okay.
truth in there to capture our ears and, you know, say, oh, yeah, okay, that's true, that's right, you know, but not the entire thing is true, or he'll construe it, or he'll twist it just a little bit. That's what he does. I think I think we all can agree on that's what he does. And the
mm-hmm.
You know, and you said about, you know, the amount of music, you know, you talked about the, you know, listening to, you know, one, you know, all gospel music or all you know, all of anything else, and not being versatile. That's fine, and you know you're talking about, you know, it's sitting right with your spirit. I'm not always in the spirit when I'm listening to music, no matter what I'm listening to. Like I don't walk around. Matter of fact, you know, most of the day I wasn't in the spirit. You know, and so
okay.
you know,
let's
I'm
be
real.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it real. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
yeah.
not. So when I pop a CD in, or you know, whatever I'm, you know, doing, you know, I'm not always, you know, praying on. Or, you know, what I'm listening to, or while, you know, while I'm listening to it, I'm not always praying on it. So, you know, so therefore, when I am in the spirit, I think I should be more mindful of my selection of music, so that when I'm not in the spirit, I'm not pulling out that music that's got me a little, that leaves me a little more tense than.
Right. Yeah, but see, the thing that I have a problem with that is that, you know, at the end of the day, right, like, there was a story, I forget who the preacher was, but you know, I actually just saw him not too long ago on television. But he was talking about giving a story about how he used to shoot up heroin, and he was a heroin addict, and he used to shoot up heroin right in his office right before he would shoot up and then go out and preach. And he would
right.
do this, you know, fairly regularly, right, when he was an addict or whatever, right. And, you know, prayerfully God has changed him now. You know, that's what he said. You know, so prayerfully that's the truth. But, you know, that's what he did. Now, when he goes out there and he shoots up and he goes out and preaches, right, you're telling me that, I mean, God is still using that man to save souls. His own soul he needs to be concerned with. And, you know, God leading him into a path of righteousness or whatever. But the people who he's preaching to, there's no boogeyman in the words of the Bible and in God's word that he's speaking. Those people are still being saved because they believe in God. So God, case in point, God can use anyone or anything to get a message across. And the reason I'm strong on this is because I know personally that when I was a teenager, there was a Tupac record, there was an album that actually brought me closer to God. So whatever Tupac was doing, you know what I'm saying, it can be up for debate. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I know that there was a lot of songs there that brought me closer to God and had me praying for certain people, had me really praying for Tupac and all of that. God used him for that for me. He uses him, you know, I'm just using him as an example, but, you know, when he does songs like Keep Your Head Up with Dear Mama and all of the the positive, quote-unquote, positive songs that he makes, right, he's still touching people. So regardless of what he does, that's another question. You know, how he was living or whatever is another question. But if we just separate it and take the art that he made, it can help someone. So I can't say there's a boogeyman in the song. If a song, you know, okay, fine. We don't walk around in the spirit all day, but the Holy Spirit resides in us. So if we actually believe that and we're trusting God to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, then when we put on a record, and this has happened to me, records that I can listen to any other day, but that day God is like, don't put that on right now. And if I didn't do that, then I would never listen to any music. Because truth be told, I don't believe half of the gospel artists who's singing about Christ and all of that. I don't believe their lifestyle is everything they sing. But most of the time they're not singing about their lifestyle. Hip hop sings about lifestyle. R&B sometimes sings about lifestyle. But most of the time R&B sings about something in general, like love, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. They're talking about some relationship. They're not talking about their particular situation. Hip hop is really the only genres of music who actually speaks from the first person. Like, this is me and this is my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
so
can I jump in or did you about to say something? I so agree with what you're saying, Jay. And I think there is some separation that we do have to make, because on one side of it is people are accepting, no disrespect to nobody, but I'm gonna say it how I need to say it. People are accepting crap, whether it's gospel music, whether it's hip hop. Whatever it is, there's a lot of crap music out there because it's not coming from first person. And even if it's not, it's not authentic. Like, I remember the days of when cats used to rap or cats used to play their guitar, play the piano, and all you felt was the chords or the music that they're playing and the words that they're speaking. Uh-huh. And that took you somewhere. Now, Jay, I ain't going to say there's no boogeyman in the music, but just as much as there's a Holy Spirit, there is the devil in the music. Now, I never thought I would say this, but using your boy Rick Ross, I never liked dude. I never thought he was authentic. Respect his grind, and I respect how he has progressively just killed the game, okay? On the other end of it, there was one album I listened to. Because, again, you know, I try to listen to everything and keep a balance and try to keep it current, but especially in hip-hop, because that's my genre.
Right.
There was one album I listened to, man, and, dude, I'm a kid you not. I heard and felt the devil all up in it. Like, it freaked me out. And I was driving, so, you know, I had to be a little more safe and cautious, but I had to throw the CD out the car. Like, it was literally everything from the music to what he was saying, it was just demonic. And that's the only word I could think of. But
good.
Again,
then you threw it out the window, and that's what you were supposed
exactly.
to do.
And that's what I feel. That's why I agree with what you're saying. But that's on the fan aspect of it. We have to figure out how to accept the art, regardless of how or what they was doing before they made it. Because again, if it's true, let's think about it. And I'm just be honest. There's a lot of cats that we love that for the most part was positive, but what were they doing in the studio when they made the record? They was probably smoking. They might have been sexing. They might have been drinking heavy. They could have been.
Yeah, but you think that matters?
Stuff.
You think that matters though? You but think that matters? Do you think that matters in the final product? Like when you actually hear the record, you might hear the influences of somebody smoking or drinking or whatever. But do you think that you actually like? You think that's gonna affect you as like a Christian? Like, do you really think that that will affect you to the point that you will know?
Yes, it can.
Yeah, I think
you ain't paying attention.
But only if and when the person who's listening to it has a value in their own self about what they're listening to and where their spirit is. Because a lot of things go over people's head because their spirit ain't there. Like, I take, for instance, my music goes over a lot of people's head because their spirit ain't there. Now, that doesn't mean
how will
perfect,
it harm
that
you?
Doesn't mean that I do. How does it what?
How will it harm you? How will it harm you, though? is what I'm saying. Because, if you don't know what's happening, if you don't know what's happening, and you're trusting, look, it's one thing if you're out there and you're unprotected, but if you're now, I'm not talking about the average person. Yes, the average person can be swayed. We're talking about Christians,
right?
Believers, right? True believers, right? I don't believe that if you're a true believer and your faith is in God, not you just come to church, but if you actually have a relationship with God, right? He's not gonna let subliminal messages carry you away. He's gonna let you know, don't listen to that. Just like when you had the CD on and you tossed it out the window, he's not just gonna let you keep listening to it. And now
but
if you ignore
like you said,
his voice, if you ignore his voice,
like,
that's one thing. But if
right?
you don't,
just
you
like
actually
said,
listen to what he's saying.
Uh-huh. But we're not always, like you said, we're not always in the spirit. So
I don't believe. What do you mean by that?
If I'm not, but if I'm not, like, that means like, okay, 24/7, your mind and what you're doing and how you do it is not always on God. Let's be real. Okay, we human first.
No, but the spirit
right?
is always
we
in you. The spirit is always
but
in you, though.
That's true.
And
that's
you have
true.
Control
but
over
at the same
Holy
time,
Spirit.
What do you say,
huh?
Jazz?
You have control over the Holy Spirit, so you can choose
that's,
to ignore the Holy Spirit.
I know
exactly.
You don't have control over the Holy Spirit. You can't choose to ignore him. Yeah, go ahead.
You can choose to ignore him.
No, but that's what I'm trying to get at is that we still have free will. So if we still have free will, then that means at any given moment, okay, how Christian quote unquote you are, at any given moment you cannot do what you're supposed to do. So when it comes to music, and let's just say you're not so in the spirit, and maybe the spirit ain't touch you. Maybe you ain't really feeling nothing, and you really just trying to have a moment to not be this so-called spiritual and in-depth person. You just want to be you, listen to whatever you're listening to, and somehow,
uh-huh.
some way, that can affect you to either think something. You know, once you think something, then you have the ability to do something. So whether it's good or
okay.
bad or whatever the reason is, that can transcend to something else to where it's real, it's a reality. But I'm saying that only on the fan aspect of it, because on the flip side of it, as an artist, for me personally, you know, nowadays we're in the branding stage, which I think we've always been, but now that comes out more, whether it's business or artists or whatever. Everything
mm-hmm.
you do is going to influence your music. I tell my artists all the time right now, like, you have to start thinking about what you're doing right now, even if it's at Walmart and you buying something and somebody cuts you off and you blow up at them. Somebody can use that situation right there and be like, oh, my God, I would not listen to Jazz the Artist's music because he just blew up at somebody and he just got a song talking about keeping cool. You know what I'm saying? But then on the other side
yeah.
of that, it could be, like, I'll give a perfect example. I was watching somebody. I listened to her, what's that girl name? Iggy Azalea, right?
Okay.
I haven't really, like, gotten into her. But from the few
mm-hmm.
songs that I've heard, I'm like, okay, I'm digging her flavor. All right, cool. Haven't really listened to the album or nothing, right? But I watched the interview. Watching the interview changed my perception of trying to listen to her music. Because
okay.
it was, from what it's worth, it seemed like it was real. Like, her answering the questions and some of the stuff they were talking about, it was like, okay, maybe I'll give her a listen. Now,
yeah, that can
it
happen.
Works on both. It works on both
yes,
sides. That's why I said this topic.
The only thing
so...
I agree with you. The only thing I disagree with is the boogeyman in the music. I don't agree that if you are saved, I do not
uh-huh.
agree that you're just going to blindly be listening. If you blindly listen to music, first of all, let me say this. You're right. You can ignore the Holy Spirit, right? Y'all both said that. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I agree. You can ignore the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you ignore the Holy Spirit and you keep listening to, you know, whoever you're listening to and it influences you, that's the reason it influenced you. You weren't unaware that it was influencing you. You chose, you might not have been aware of how it was, but you chose to ignore the Holy Spirit and listen to it anyway. So that's the reason why it happened. But the devil's not going to just can't slick you and make you, you know, turn your emotions around and without any kind of warning from God. The Holy Spirit, you know, you're not always in the Spirit, but the Spirit's always in you. So he's going to
mm-hmm.
let you know. Or, you know what I'm saying, if that weren't the case, then, you know, God, I don't even want to say the phrase, God is you know, God is the truth. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to lie.
Right.
So he's going to let you know if something's wrong, just like he told you about the CD. Now, I'll give you an example, like Bone Thugs and Harmony. I like their group, right? But back in the day,
right.
earlier on, before they actually matured in their music, they used to rap about, like, Ouija and stuff like that. Those
uh-huh,
kind of songs,
uh-huh.
I used to skip. I skip Mr. Ouija. To this day, I don't listen to Mr. Ouija. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not... I don't play those kind of games. And that's because I know that I don't think it might have, you know, I don't know how it will affect me. I'm not, like, afraid I'm going to become, like, a devil worshiper or nothing. But I don't want that kind of, like, that, I just don't want that energy. You understand what I'm saying? But
right,
if you're
right,
listening,
right.
if you're listening to music and you're constantly worried about, you know, what might be in the music, you're never going to know. So if that's the case, then your playlist will always be empty. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because they could be, you'll never listen to anything. Like, I can't, I just refuse to walk around like, oh, this artist is this, like, their music might have some subliminals in it. Like, so what if their music has subliminals in it? I'm a child of God. Like, it's not going to affect me unless I don't listen to the Holy Spirit when he tells me not to listen to it. And that's that. Like, if you know what I mean?
That.
Like, I'm sorry
I
to be
that.
So insensitive, but look, if something makes you uncomfortable, throw it out. You know what I mean? Or just don't listen to it. But at the end of the day, like, you're going to have to, if you're going to be a soldier in this war, you're going to have to put your skirt down and be able to handle more stuff. Like, I remember having a conversation with a Christian back in the day, like, I won't even say names, but this person was like, oh, how can you listen to that music or whatever with all, you know, the cursing and stuff? And I'm like, the cursing doesn't bother me. I'm not dwelling on the cursing part of it, you know what I'm saying, of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't just listen to songs because I thrive off the curse words, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ignore that part of it, you know what I mean? Like, I take what's valuable, and then I flush out the stuff that's not. But if I don't, and I told that person, what would you do as a Christian with your witness if you walk up to somebody on the street and God tells you to witness to that person or minister to that person, and they start cursing you out? What, you going to close your ears and run and tuck tail and run off? Like, God is going to be like, what do I need you for? You're fired. You know what I'm saying? You got to put your skirt down sometimes and be like, and be able to handle stuff. That's what I'm saying
things.
When I say, huh?
That's two different things. You're talking about,
how?
One, you're talking about God sending you to witness to somebody versus you popping in a CD with a bunch of cursing. Like, those are two different things. One, you know, God sent you. So I don't care what the situation is. God sent you, you go. Now, God, if God told you to pop in the CD with all the cursing, then that's one thing. But if he did not tell you to, you know, you're putting that in your spirit. All right, let's just take it out of the spiritual, the spiritual part of it real quick. You know, it begins with a thought. You know what I'm saying? Your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
your words, then your actions, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if this stuff is in your mind, you know, if what you're listening to is the lyrics are constant vulgarity, then it becomes easier to spit that right out. Whether it's repeating the song or whether it's when you hit your finger with a hammer on accident.
It's going to
become a lot easier to push out because you put it in. You know, a
mm-hmm.
good what is the word saying about a good tree bearing good fruit. You know what I'm saying? If you put it in, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna come out. So why put it in?
That's true.
Why put it in? And you're speaking from, not to mention, you're speaking from an individual standpoint. You're speaking from your perspective, and we're speaking to thousands of people. Now, everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you mentioned earlier about you know, if you're rooted in God, and I'm paraphrasing what you said, but if you're saved, you're rooted in God, you know, you follow God's word,
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth. You know, everybody is still not there. Everybody is not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you could be, you know, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost,
exactly.
You know, and not ready for war just yet. You know, God
exactly.
still is working on, and so you have to, you know, so that particular person, you know, is not ready to listen to Eminem talking about killing himself or his wife.
Right.
Huh?
But my question is, how do they get ready? How do they get ready if, like, you don't send soldiers to boot camp? You send them to boot camp to train for war. You don't send them to boot camp and say, oh, these guys, you stay away from all the bullets and the hard work and the training.
You get ready.
Because you're not ready.
You get ready through what God takes you through. That's God to
get
you ready.
That's my point.
That's
he has to put his job.
It's not your job to pop in the CD that you think might make you harder.
No, it's not. But it's not about that. You're just popping in the CD because you're not worrying about – you understand that God is going to protect you. You understand, like, people in boot camp don't expect to get killed in boot camp. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to boot camp scared to death that they might catch a bullet. They go to boot camp, like, pretty much in good faith that the Army or whoever, the military, is going to train them properly to be prepared for war. So while they're there, they're not going to be like, oh, I got to stay away from this because I don't know if I'm ready to throw hand grenades. Like, it's not about that. Like, it's about, you can't be scared every day, like, what am I going to listen to? You just got to live your life and understand that God is going to protect you.
It's not about being scared. It's about being careful. And, you know, and I'm not going, I know that I'm a child of God. But I also know that I'm not going to go into the Bronx and yell out your mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not true.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know that wouldn't be wise. You know what I'm saying? But I know God's got me. I know I'm a child of God. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to do that unless he told me to do it.
Right.
You know
but if you
like,
don't have,
not,
but what I'm saying is you don't have
to
stay. To
Bronx,
you don't have to be,
if you're,
right, but if you're with me, right, for example, we chilling, we in New York, and I'm like, yo, I got to swerve through the Bronx. You're not going to tuck and roll out the car and be like, I'm not going to the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I don't care what
no,
you do,
right.
I'm not going to the Bronx. You're going to be
you're
like,
right.
yo,
yeah.
all right, whatever, I'm going to go to the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still not going to yell out your mother, but I'm going to go to the Bronx. It's something else, too, that I wanted to say, which you address what you said, because you were saying about is what you put in, and it comes out. That's true. And the word does tell us that it's what's in the heart of a man that corrupts him and not what you put in,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
Through the
mm-hmm.
mouth or whatever, right? So,
exactly.
So yes, that's true. But what I'm saying is, like I said earlier, it's a balance. If all you're listening to is Rick Ross or NWA or whatever, yes, you're right. That's what's going to come out. But as a child of God, you should be feeding yourself something else, too. But you can't. You can't
yes.
only see, like, you can't, you're not going to be stronger, right? You're not going to be stronger only being around Christians. That's, the word tells us, don't neglect coming together as brothers,
right?
Right? Don't fail to assemble yourselves, which means every so often, periodically, you need to rejuvenate and revive yourself by coming together with other Christians and like-minded people. That's why we do that. But we ain't supposed to live with each other only. You know, or the salt loses its flavor. We're sent out into the world. God isn't, you're right, and God is not, and you said something like, you said that God won't send you, you said the difference is that God sent you to that person that's cursing, and he didn't tell you to put the CD in. But my thing is, what I'm saying is that if, you know, I want to ask y'all a question. Do y'all feel, and it's kind of rhetorical, but do y'all feel like Rick Ross deserves salvation?
Yeah.
I feel
like
okay.
salvation.
Great. So then how can God, if God chooses to, if everybody did what y'all are saying to do, right, who would God
what?
Send to Rick Ross? No.
Who,
yeah.
What?
If nobody listened, if every Christian, right, if every Christian, because you said we were talking to thousands of people, right, if every Christian who's listening or every Christian that's out there did exactly the principles that y'all are talking about, right? Because at some point, God has to make somebody stronger. So if God, if every Christian did what y'all are saying and was careful and didn't listen to none of that stuff and only paid attention to, you know, the good, positive stuff or whatever, how is God going to send somebody who's going to be strong enough to be sent to Rick Ross or whoever it is? Like, you know, I know I'm throwing his name out there. I don't know what that, if that man saved or not, but I'm just saying, who would he send? You know what I'm saying?
No,
was ready. Somebody got to be okay with it.
No. Well, first off, he doesn't have to send a Christian to minister to Rick Ross. Right. Second,
okay.
Just because we're using him as an example.
Right.
Sorry, Rick.
Look, Rick, I don't know, you know, no disrespect, brother.
I know. Sorry. Much love. But anyway, secondly, you know, I never said to not listen to any of it. I said be careful.
Okay.
So you have to be
mm-hmm.
careful.
Okay.
And I agree with the balance. I agree with you. The balance,
okay.
Yes, there has to be a balance in life with everything, and especially with what we listen to and what we see.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm not saying don't listen to it. What I'm saying is you have to be careful with what you listen to. And I'm also saying that if that artist, you know, if you saw an interview with that artist that is professing Satan as, you know, as their, you know, their, who they follow, then you ought to think twice about listening to them. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I can feel that. But, again, it just depends on what, you know, I mean, yes, for me, my personal opinion, if somebody just profess to be a Satanist, then I probably wouldn't listen to them so much or try to support their music or whatever. But I can't just be like, you know, for the most part, though, if we get technical, then they are, if they're not professing Christ. So we wouldn't, again, we wouldn't listen to anybody. It was like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't, like, I know that's a lot of times, you know, in the, I can't even say Christian culture, but in church culture, we like to put certain things in a box and say, like, this is good and this is not good. This is acceptable, this is not acceptable. But we can't really do that. The Spirit tells us, God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit tells us what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. And some things, and we all know this here on this show, but I'm just saying this for the sake of the listeners, like some things are acceptable for certain people in God's eyes and certain things are not for others. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so it is a personal situation. And that's why I said, yes, being careful to me, I guess I would say, and maybe it's me, but being careful to me means screening with God and saying, is this cool for me to listen to? Like, I look at it like God will let me know if something's not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain NWA songs that I don't really listen to anymore. Some of it I do, but some stuff I don't listen to anymore only because them dudes used to just curse for no apparent reason, like, for no reason. And I'm like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just like, I just don't want it in my ears. I don't really want to hear this anymore. It doesn't do anything for me. Also, we got to remember, too, music is nostalgic. It's naturally nostalgic. So when you hear music from whatever era that you're from, that you grew up in, no matter how old you get, it's going to bring up certain feelings. Now, if they bring up negative feelings, then more than likely you shouldn't be listening to it. Some music, though, whether the content is – the content may not be totally positive, it can bring up a good feeling of nostalgia for you. So it may not be necessarily a bad thing, but you got to check with God on that, you know what I'm saying, in your relationship. But when we look at other people and say, how can you still listen to that? It's like, well, I can listen to it because I remember my first school dance when I had, you know, a crush on – you know, Crystal, and you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows, like, what kind of feeling those things may bring up. It could be positive or negative. So we can't really judge and say, oh, this person's listening to that. And for all the rest of the listeners, you know, I ain't going to say that. For all the rest of the listeners, I'm going to say it this way. Be careful, but you cannot be overly sensitive. You got to be preparing. Your thought process should be, God, prepare me to be able to go wherever you send me. And in order to do that, you have to have an open mind, you know, to what he's training you with doing, and be open to hearing the Holy Spirit. So no, we're not always in the Spirit, but the Spirit's always in us. Listen to it. And I didn't realize, that's my final thought. I didn't realize when we were over the time thinking of Horizon with it. That's my final thought, though.
I'm going to turn it over actually to our guest. To give us a final thought, Mr. Artist.
Okay. That's an artist, please, when you give your final thought, also please let everybody know what you got going on and where they can find you and everything.
For sure. Fellas, this conversation, we might have to have a part two on this, man. I would love to hear other people's thought process. But the question of the topic today is image or art. Should the lifestyle of an artist determine the value of their art? So I know we got on point, but then we got off point, but I still think it is necessary. Now, for me, the lifestyle makes the art better or worse. And I gave examples of that. You know, so we have to be careful what we do and what we're not doing. And that can sway a listener into really digging your art or not digging it. I do believe we have to have the balance. but we always have to give art a chance. So, yeah, I can go off gate and be like, yeah, I probably wouldn't listen to this dude, the Satanist or Eminem or whoever, but I always give it a chance first. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what art is going to change your life, whether it's because it was bad or not the point of view that you value, but it puts you in check. And I think that's the part of art. Art is supposed to put you in check. So depending on what your lifestyle is compared to your art, it can increase a good feeling or possibly a worse feeling. Lastly, you have to engage the art to see and feel and understand the art. So, you know, again, you can't just cut everything off, because I agree. I can't just listen to gospel music all day. Sorry. It's just not going to happen. You know, that doesn't mean that my relationship is still not intact or that I'm not thinking of God when I'm doing other things. However, it's about the balance. Now, when I feel like I know I need to be listening to something positive, then I know what to put on. You know what I mean? But at the same time, am I just one side or the other? Nah, I got to keep that balance, but I do more of positivity. And I think that's where the world comes in, that is we just accepting more of the negativity, but talking about, oh, we need more positive music and we need more this and that. That's where I kind of get lost in with people trying to figure out what people do value. Because right now it seems like people value crap. That's what it looked like.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, y'all need to have a part two. I'm making that suggestion. Again, thank you for having me on the show. You guys can check me out on justapuppet.com, just the way it sounds, justapuppet.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I do not do every social media. Those are the main three. Justin, similar to Justin, but with an A, artist. Check my musician Facebook page. Like me on that. What else is going on? I just put out a new album in October called This Journey. You can get it for free right now. You can get it for free. Just log on to my site or my Facebook page, my Instagram page. Get the link. What else, man? I'm working with new artists right now. Got about three new people I'm working with and trying to hone their skills and get them to a place, man. And, you know, it's a grind, but I know what I value, man. So I'm trying to make music that people do. They understand the lifestyle, they understand the art, you know. So I appreciate it, fellas. It was a great joy to be on the
appreciate
show.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes,
appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
No doubt.
All right, so take us out of here, man. What's up?
You know, just wrapping it up. I definitely enjoyed the show. It was a great show. We probably will revisit this. it's a never ending topic, you know, no matter what side of the fence you're on. But at the end of the day, you guys made, you know, a lot of great points, a lot of good comments, and the one word that was scattered around here and there, I think is key to all of it, is relationship. You know, I think if you know, the tighter your relationship is with Christ, then the more, you know, he can direct you when you're listening to something. Because it's not, you know, you're not going to hear me say what to listen to or what not to listen to. Because it's not that, you know, it's not about that. Because everybody's an individual. I've seen plenty of stories where people, where God has had people throw out their old music, you know, and you know, and I thank God that, you know, that I wasn't one of them, or so far.
Me too.
but it's all about how it affects the individual, and, you know, God knows how it affects you, but he has to be able to get it across to you. So the tighter the relationship you have with him, the easier it is for him to get it across to you, and I think that's what the key is, to keep that relationship tight, because music is a motivator, whether it's negative, whether it's positive. Music is a motivator. You just have to be, you know, you have to be in tune with Christ when, you know, he doesn't want you motivated one way or the other. That's my final thought.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, riding with us when we go over time, man. He's always been getting good late. Hey, listen. Tune in next week, and if you like this show, share it with a friend, man. Go check out Jason Artis and all of his endeavors, and we thank y'all. We'll see y'all back here again. Thank you, Donnie.
Right, thank you, Donnie. Peace. Peace to Milli Vanilli. Peace.
Peace, y'all.